由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
We are delighted that you have tuned in.
欢迎你收听今天的天路导向。
In the last broadcast, we began a series of messages on the words of Jesus from the cross.
在上一次的节目开始，我们开始了一个有关耶稣在十字架上面所讲过的说话的信息。
And these are seven in number.
总共是七句的说话，称为十架七言，而我们会用七次的节目来讲这七句的说话。
The first word was, Father, forgive them.
耶稣在十字架上面所留下的第一句说话，就是父啊，赦免他们。
And today we're going to look at the second word.
今天我们会分享第二句的说话。
But I want to begin by telling you a story.
但是在开始的时候，让我和你分享一个故事。
And it is a true story from history.
而这个故事是在历史上面一个真实的故事。
It's a story about the Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte.
这个故事是关于法国皇帝拿破仑的。
One day he was reviewing his troops.
有一天拿破仑正在那里检阅军队的时候。
And suddenly, his horse bolted out of control.
突然，他的马失去了控制。
The emperor was in danger of being hurled to the ground.
皇帝随时有机会在这马上面跌下来。
So a young private leaped from the ranks and calmed the horse.
在那个时候，一个年轻的士兵，一名下士，就从他的行列当中冲出来，就将这马稳住了。
The emperor said, "Thank you, captain," and he gave the private an immediate promotion.
拿破仑皇帝就同他讲了，多谢你啊，队长。而这一句说话就即是立刻为这个士兵升了职。
Smiling broadly, the soldier asked Bonaparte,What regiment, sir?
这个士兵很开心地笑啊，跟着他就问拿破仑说，陛下，究竟我属于哪一个部队啊？
Of my guards, replied the emperor as he dashed down the lines.
我的侍卫队咯，皇帝这样说，跟着皇帝就继续向前奔驰。
Immediately assuming his new rank, the young soldier walked over to join the group of staff officers.
这个年轻的士兵就立刻按照着皇帝赐给他的新军衔，就行了去军官的行列当中了。
When one of the officers saw the newly promoted soldier, he became indignant.
而当一个军官看到这个刚刚被提拔的士兵，他就很生气，他这样说。
He said, What is this insolent fellow doing here with the officers?
他说，你这个无礼的人，究竟走埋来我们军官那里想怎么
啊？ I am captain of the guards, the young man replied.
于是这个年轻的人就说了，我就是侍卫队队长咯。
You rascal, you just a private. What makes you think you're a captain? Said the officer.
个军官就说了，你这个无赖，你只不过是一个小兵，为什么你说自己是队长啊？
The young soldier pointed to the emperor and confidently responded, He said so.
这个年轻的士兵就指住皇帝，很有自信地答话，是他讲的咯。
And the officer answered politely, I apologize, captain.
然后那位军官就立刻立正，很有礼貌地讲话，对不住队长。
I was not aware of your promotion.
我不知道你升了级啊。
That soldier did not feel like a captain, nor did he wear the insignia of a captain.
在那一刻，这个士兵既没有佩戴队长的徽章，自己亦都不认为自己是一个队长。
All he had was the word of the emperor, but that was enough.
但是他所有的就是皇帝所说的一句话。不过这样已经足够了。
This is a similar feeling to those who have surrendered their lives to Jesus Christ.
这一种的感受和那些将他们自己的生命主权交给主耶稣基督的人是非常类似的。
Those of us who were sinners but are now believers.
他们曾经是罪人，不过这一刻已经成为了信徒。
Our confidence does not come from anything we did.
我们的信心并不是建立在我们过去有几咁多的作为。
Or because of our own righteousness.
又不是因为我们的德行。
Or because we feel we are better than other people.
更加不是因为我们觉得自己比其他人过得好。
The assurance of salvation stems from the simple fact that he said it.
很简单，得救的确据其实就是出自神的说话。
Our spiritual emperor said it.
这句话就是我们属灵的君王讲过的说话。
Our Lord, our Master said it.
就是我们的主，我们的主宰讲过的说话。
Our commander in chief said it.
是我们的元首，我们的总司令讲过的说话。
And we see this very clearly in the second statement of Jesus that he made on the cross.
这一点我们可以从耶稣在十架七言里面第二句说话得着清晰的验证。
The first word from the cross was, Father, forgive them.
耶稣在十字架上面所说的第一句说话是，父啊，赦免他们。
Jesus was using his divine power to intercede for the transgressors.
耶稣用他神圣的权柄为悖逆神的人代求。
Today we will see Jesus is using his divine power to forgive sin and offer assurance of salvation.
今天我们同样看到耶稣去用他神圣的权柄去赦免人的罪，并赐予我们得救的确据。
The first word from the cross was a prayer from the Son to the Father.
耶稣在十字架上面的第一句说话是圣子向圣父的祈祷。
Today's prayer is a prayer from a sinner to Jesus.
而今天我们要看的祷告是一个罪人向耶稣的祈祷。
In Luke 23:39-43,
这个祈祷是记载在路加福音第二十三章第39-43节。
Let's read it together.
让我们一起来诵读。同耶稣一起钉十字架的那两个犯人，有一个嘲笑耶稣，他说：你不是基督吗？你可以救自己，同埋救我们啊！另外一个犯人就应声责备这个人说：你既然同我们一样是受刑罚的，你还不怕神吗？我们受罚是应该的，因为我们所受的刑罚和我们所做过的事是相称。但是耶稣这个人并没有做过一件不好的事。跟着他就说：耶稣啊，当你德国降临的时候，求你去纪念我。耶稣就回答他了：我实实在在这样告诉你，今天你就要和我一起在乐园里面。
This is the last conversation the Lord had with another before his death.
这一段的对话是主耶稣在死亡之前与人最后一段的对话。
All four of the Gospels record that Jesus was crucified with two other men.
四部福音书都曾经记载了主耶稣是和另外两个罪犯一起被钉十字架的。
Why?
为什么有这样的情况发生呢？
Some say that it was Romans' way of mocking the one who claimed to be king of the Jews.
有人说这一样是罗马人的方式，是用来嘲笑耶稣，因为耶稣自称为犹太人的王。
As if to say, here is your court, two criminals crucified beside you.
好像这样说着，这个就是你的王宫咯，还有两个罪犯跟你一起被钉十字架添。
But the truth is that this happened to fulfill the prophecy.
但是事实上，耶稣与罪犯一起被钉十字架的事情的发生，其实是为了应验古代的预言。
700 years before Christ, Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 53,
在基督降世之前700年，以赛亚先知在以赛亚书第53章这样预言说，
He will be numbered with the transgressors.
他会被列在罪犯之中。
This prophecy shows a kind of gospel in miniature.
这个预言其实是福音的缩影。
It shows that there are two ways in which men and women can react to Jesus.
这样东西告诉我们听，人对耶稣会有两种不同的回应。
And there are two ways in which Jesus reacts to humanity.
而耶稣对人类亦都有两种的回应。
On either side of Christ's cross, there was one who rejected and one who accepted.
在耶稣基督十字架的两边，一方是拒绝，另一方是接受。
There is no neutrality.
在当中是没有中立的。
There is no third way.
在当中并没有第三条路。
There is no passivity.
在当中是没有人是被动的。
Jesus said, those who are not with me are against me.
耶稣曾经讲过，不与我相合的就是敌我的。
First, there is the one who rejected Christ.
首先就是那个拒绝基督的囚犯。
One of the criminals who hung there kept on blaspheming him.
这个被挂在十字架上面的囚犯不断地去辱骂耶稣。
The criminal who blasphemed Jesus echoed the cry of the crowd.
这个嘲笑耶稣的罪犯其实就是附和了当时群众的呼声。
You are the Christ, aren't you? Then save yourself and us.
你不是基督吗？你可以救自己，又可以救埋我哋啊。
There is bitterness in this sentence that is too deep for words.
呢一句说话嘅苦毒其实系难以形容噶。
I think that the people who feel most bitter against God are the people who pray to God for selfish reasons.
我认为嗰啲敌对神、心中怀住苦毒嘅人，往往都曾经为自己嘅私利向神祈求。
And when God doesn't answer their prayers the way they want, they become angry with God.
当神不按住他们的方式去应允他们的祷告的时候，他们就向神大大地动怒。
But then there was another criminal.
但是还有另一个罪犯。
While the nails were splitting his hands,
我们可以想象当铁钉刺穿这个罪犯的手的时候，
This man heard something from Jesus that he had never heard before.
这个人可能听到耶稣所讲的说话是他从来没听过的。
He heard Jesus to be saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing.
他听到耶稣这样说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们做的事他们不明白。
Perhaps these words transformed a reviler into a repenter.
可能就是这一句的说话让这个罪犯成为了一个悔改的人。
Changed a doubter into a believer.
让这个罪犯成为了一个相信的人。
And finally, I think he was changed by the grace of God.
最终，我相信呢一个罪犯已经被神嘅恩典彻底咁样改变。
And this repentant criminal said a lot in 4 short sentences.
这个悔改了的罪犯也都用了短短的四句话表达了他很多内心的思想。
He acknowledged who Jesus was.
他肯定了耶稣就是那一位救世主。
He repented and surrendered to Christ's Lordship.
他悔改并且降服在基督的主权之下。
Then he made a request.
然后他就发出了一个的请求。
But he also rebuked his fellow criminal.
同时他亦都责备和他一起钉十字架的另一位罪犯。
He said to him, Do you not even fear God?
他这样说，你还不怕神吗？
Man, you're about to face God.
朋友，你即将面对神啊。
Are you going to end your life with blasphemy and bitterness toward God?
你还想带着对神的辱骂和苦毒来结束你的生命吗？
These two were comrades.
他们两个都曾经犯过罪。
But as the repentant one repents,
但是当这个悔改者悔改的时候，
As one gives his life to Jesus Christ, he rebukes his friend.
他将他的生命交给耶稣基督，他就开始责备他的朋友
My listening friend, let me tell you something of uttermost importance.
我亲爱的听众朋友，让我同你讲一下最重要的一点。
When you come to Jesus Christ,
就是当你来到主耶稣基督的面前，
It is inevitable and unavoidable that you cannot step around this one important thing.
一个不可以避免的重要事实就会呈现在你的面前。
There is a line that has been drawn between you and your former partners in sin.
在你和你之前在罪里面的伙伴之间已经有一道的界线。
The day has to come when you say, Fellas, I don't enjoy your jokes anymore.
有一日你就要说，伙计，我不再喜欢听你那些取笑的说话。
I don't enjoy your blasphemy anymore.
我不再喜欢听你那些亵渎神的说话。
But come with me to the Savior.
但是请你和我一起去到救主的面前。
Just as he has forgiven me.
因为他曾经赦免了我。
Just as he has raised me up from sin and death.
他已经将我从罪里面和死亡当中救拔出来。
Just as he delivered me from hell and damnation,
他已经将我从地狱和咒诅当中解救出来。
He can deliver you too.
他都能解救你的。
This zealot, this criminal, was no theologian.
这个犯罪的罪犯不是一个神学家。
He prayed no long and profound prayers.
他并没有作过一个很长篇大论的祈祷。
He did not try to find an excuse for his sin.
他没有为自己的罪寻找一些借口。
He merely said, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
他只是说，耶稣，当你德国降临的时候，纪念我啊。
I want you to look at the element of faith in this man dying beside Jesus on the cross.
我想你看看，这个在十字架上面，耶稣身边就嚟要死嘅人所具有嘅信心特质。
He offered no excuse or explanation.
佢并冇试过去申辩或者去解释。
He did not claim that he had extenuating circumstances.
佢亦都冇强调自己系逼不得已噶。
He said, "Jesus, remember me."
佢话耶稣啊，求你纪念我。
This criminal not only did not try to make excuses for himself.
这个罪犯不单止没为自己找任何的理由。
But he told his comrade, we are getting what we deserve.
而且他更加告诉自己的伙伴和他一起被钉的罪犯说，我们所受的和我们所做的事是相称的。
And that is why this sentence is the gospel in a capsule.
如果将福音浓缩的话，这一句说话可以说是福音的一个的胶囊。
This man not only acknowledged his sin,
这一个人不单止承认自己的罪，
but he also added a word of testimony about Jesus.
同时他亦都加了一句说话为耶稣作见证。
Talking about Jesus, he said, this man has done nothing wrong.
他讲到耶稣的时候，他说，这个人并没有做过一件不好的事。
This is a great testimony.
这一句是一个非常之厉害的见证。
This man has come a long way.
这个人经历真是非比寻常。
He came from reviling Jesus to testifying for Jesus all in a short period of time.
他从一个犯罪的罪犯变成一个为耶稣作见证的人，这一些事都是在非常短的时间当中发生。
That is the power of the gospel.
这一些就是福音的大能。
The man does not ask to be saved from dying on the cross.
这个人并没有祈求说要从十字架的死亡当中被解救出来。
He only asks that Jesus remembers him later when he comes into his kingdom.
他只是求耶稣说，愿耶稣德国降临的时候，亦都纪念他。
No doubt this dying criminal saw on the top of Jesus' cross the words, King of the Jews.
毫无疑问，这个垂死的罪犯应该会看到在耶稣的十字架上面的一行字，是犹太人的王。
And that was enough for him to believe that this was the Messiah King.
这样就足以令他相信这一位就是弥赛亚。
So in humility he cried out, Jesus, remember me.
因此他谦卑地呼求说，耶稣啊，求你纪念我。
And so we see that there were two reactions to Jesus.
在这一个地方我们看到两个罪犯对耶稣的两种回应。
And they symbolize humanity's two reactions.
他们象征着人类的两种回应的典型。
Human beings either reject him or accept him.
人一是要接受耶稣，一是就拒绝耶稣。
This has been and will always be the case with Jesus until he comes back.
这两种对待耶稣的立场，从前是这样，现在是这样。以后都是这样，直到主再来的日子。
You either accept him or reject him, you cannot be neutral.
你一是接受他，一是拒绝他，你不可能是中立的。
It is also important to see Jesus' reaction to these men.
耶稣怎样回应这些人，亦都是非常关键的。
Jesus does not get too preoccupied with his own pain,to assure a repentant sinner of forgiveness.
我们可以看到耶稣并没有只专注在自己的痛楚上面，而是给了这个悔改的罪人一个赦免的确据。
Thank God that Jesus Christ, the eternal Son of God,
感谢神耶稣基督就是那位永生神的儿子。
The one who is the maker of the universe,
他就是那个宇宙的创造者。
The only one through whom men and women can find redemption and forgiveness.
只有通过他，人才能够得着救赎和赦免。
Thank God that he was not too preoccupied with his own pain to answer this man's request.
感谢神，耶稣并没有太专注于自己的痛楚上面，以至于忽略了这个人的呼求。
My listening friends, please listen very carefully as we're getting close to the end.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，在结束的时候，请你特别留意这些事。
Don't ever think that God is too preoccupied to care about you.
千祈不要以为神会太忙，以至于不能够照顾到你。
Jesus gave the repentant man far more than he asked for.
耶稣所赐给这个悔改的罪人的东西，远远超过这个悔改的罪人所想所求的。
This man thought that salvation was far, far down the road, a long way away.
这个人以为救恩对他来讲是很遥远、很遥远的事。
But Jesus said, Today you shall be with me in paradise.
但是耶稣这样说，今日你就要和我一起在乐园里面。
The man didn't ask to go to paradise.
这个人并没有要求过要进入乐园。
But Jesus gave it to him.
但是耶稣将进入乐园的福分赐了给他。
Imagine all that you and I long for.
试想下，你和我都渴求的东西。
Peace, security, happiness, and pleasantness.
宁静、安稳、幸福和快乐。
The Lord said, Today you'll be with me.
主这样说，今日你就要和我一起。
My listening friend, today I want to tell you that no matter what sin you have committed,
各位亲爱的听众朋友，今日我就要话俾你听，无论你犯咗乜嘢罪都好。
No matter how guilty your conscience feels,
亦都唔理你嘅良心点样去谴责你。
Today, if you come to Christ, He will forgive you.
今日只要你嚟到基督嘅面前，基督就要赦免你。
He will give you His peace.
佢要赐俾你从神而嚟嘅平安。
He will assure you of your forgiveness and assure you of heaven with Him.
佢要保证你得着赦免，并与佢一齐同在喺天堂里面。
Will you come to Him?
你愿意去到佢前面吗？
Will you repent of your sin and receive him in your life?
你愿意为你的罪悔改，接受他为你的生命的救主吗？
It is our prayer that you would say yes to Jesus.
盼望你能够对耶稣说，是的，我愿意。
And then write and let us know.
然后写信告诉我们知，我们会非常乐意收到你的来信，并且会尽快去回复你的。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你，我哋下次节目再会。